In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Feast of All Saints. It's a joyous occasion, a festival of the Church. And it is made more joyous by the celebration of baptisms, as we will do in the morning. And all of that makes our readings today just a little more jarring for me, because they all speak of death. Our gospel reading is full of tears and grieving. Jesus weeps and cries aloud at the death of his friend. And when Jesus asks his companions to move away the stone covering the tomb of Lazarus, Martha protests, "There is a stench." Our text today is fascinating because we get a little bit of insight into the psychology of God. We get to see Jesus' emotions come to the surface and find expression. We get to see what Jesus feels as he attends the funeral of his friend. And Jesus is sad. Jesus weeps. Jesus is deeply moved in his spirit, in his being. And all the skeptical onlookers wonder not at his deep feelings, but at how hollow they make all his other miracles appear, since he sorrows and apparently he couldn't keep his friend from dying. It's a strange passage, isn't it? You and I know what's about to happen. We've heard this story before. Of course, no one in the story knew what was going to happen except Jesus, because what Jesus was about to do was something new, something unheard of. And before that new thing could happen, Jesus pauses. Jesus waits. Instead of rushing forward into a miraculous work of life-giving power, Jesus lingers in the realm of sorrow and mourning and grief. These feelings are an important part of our lives, even if they are often unwanted guests. Jesus could have applied a technical fix, raising Lazarus from the dead and saying, "Why is everybody crying?" But Jesus was not afraid of grief. Jesus was not afraid of sorrow and mourning. Jesus acknowledged and honored and shared these feelings because they are a part of real life. Jesus wept, even though Jesus knew what he was about to do. Today we celebrate All Saints' Day, and even for the saints, the life of faith is challenging. It's challenging because it's still life. It still involves death. There is still an odor. Saints are people who have a particular perspective on life. They don't get stuck and swamped and limited in their own problems and challenges. Instead, they keep their eyes on God and on God's kingdom, on God's purposes, God's movements in the world. And this gives the saints a perspective that is different from other people's perspectives, a perspective that's a little more like God's own. Now, saints are people who follow Jesus. And as we read our Bibles, we note that Jesus went through some pretty dark places and lived an unglamorous, difficult life. As we read today, Jesus still sorrowed, still cried, still was deeply moved. It is in those same paths of sorrow that the saints have followed, finally ending in victory, but not without spending their time in places of pain and sorrow and mourning. Saints are not otherworldly people immune to the harsh realities of life, but they do live with perspective. Now, once upon a time, when I was serving as a chaplain in a hospital, I wondered at what an amazing thing it is for people to walk into that building on their own 2 feet and then submit to being sedated and cut open. But I suppose the pain of a gallbladder attack, or a shoulder or a hip or a knee joint that's no longer working like it should, means that these patients had a different perspective on what was about to happen than I did. Or maybe take the perspective that I lacked as a child when receiving injections from my pediatrician. I hated that. There was hardly anything in life that I liked less. I'll admit that's a pretty lucky life. And yet, what has the consequences, right, of receiving those injections have been a life without measles or mumps or rubella or who knows what else, hepatitis B. And a life without those things has been a pretty good life for me so far. So while I don't like injections, I now have some perspective, and I choose to get the vaccinations made available to me with a word of thanksgiving, because I now have this perspective to see how beneficial such things have been and continue to be in my life. And so that brings us to baptism. The practice of Christianity is the practice of growing into the sainthood that was gifted to you in baptism. Christianity is not primarily moral training. Christianity is not about the do's and the don'ts, the oughts and the shoulds. Christianity is not about regulations or judgment or even belonging. Being a saint is primarily about being able to see, to perceive the kingdom of God so as to live in it, in part, even now. Christianity and the gathering of the Christians that we call church is about learning to see in a saintly way. And all those rules and regulations and practices and exercises, well, you know, different ones of them are helpful to different ones of us. But their point is not to make you a good person. Their point is to teach you and me to shift our perspective in order to see God's world, God's kingdom. That kingdom that Jesus preached about, saying that it is near. It's even right here, if only you'll have the eyes to see. So when we learn to see with the perspective of a saint, it doesn't necessarily make life hurt less. In fact, it may teach us to open up our tender souls and be willing to suffer a bit more on behalf of others. But the saint's perspective does give us hope and strength, even through the times when we feel surrounded by the odor of death. Even when we mourn and suffer, We know that Jesus walks alongside us as we tread the same paths that he has been down before. And the gospel gives us the perspective to see that there's something better waiting on the other side of that pain. And so this is the gift that we will share tomorrow with two children among us. We are offering up our children in this ritual bath so that the stink of death can be washed off of them, just as it already has been from you and from me. Baptism is a death and a resurrection that we spend the rest of our lives coming to grips with. There will be tears and grief in those children's lives, just as there are in ours. And baptism will offer them, as it offers us, a perspective of a loving God, a universe designed for goodness, despite any temporary afflictions. Baptism is the beginning of an intentional journey into the kingdom of God, a kingdom which surrounds us if only we have perspective, the eyes to see. Everybody weeps, but saints are those who have internalized God's promise that in the end, our mourning will be turned to dancing and our sorrow into joy. Amen.